Week I am joined in the studio by
MC Maisie.
Oh, nice! You're going for the DJ name. Last time I had Ari in here, he really did not want to go by his DJ name anymore. He was trying to distance himself from that. Yeah,
distance.
Yeah,
I mean that wasn't the name I went by at UMass. So
yeah, no, you changed that when you tried out radio here.
Yeah.
Maybe Ari's just got those grad student jitters of needing to separate himself from undergrad and post grad.
I mean, I get it. I wouldn't really go by DJ Potato Salad anymore. It was cute for undergrad, but it's just like,
yeah,
it served its purpose.
That's fair. Yeah, no, that's fair. Food Items, that's a very undergrad DJ name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I stuck with just my own name, but I sort of regret that. I wish I had a cooler DJ name that was more abstract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not abstract.
What?
The theme for today.
Ooh.
We have a very, very easy to follow theme for the first time in a minute. This week, we're doing another episode of cover versions of different songs.
Woo!
And we're starting off with a song that very much is on the brain lately. In terms of just like, you know, I feel like it's kind of relevant to what we've all been doing and just the state of keeping up with the world. Very much one of just trying to stay alive, and with their cover of Staying Alive by, I think that's the Bee Gees, right?
Yeah. You think?
I don't know. Listen. Every so often I reveal that I actually don't know that much about music, and anyone can do my job. Anyway, we are starting things off with Staying Alive by the band whose name I can't say, but I'm going to abbreviate to TFS. So, kicking off our covers, here is Staying Alive.
Try to understand, and we are trying. luminescent dash. Warm at a rest, melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Leather.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Theme Machine, episode 102, covers episode. Can't remember if this is the second or third time I've done this theme. That's okay. Gonna tell you about the songs you just heard. But first, here's MC Maisie with this week's PSA.
If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help.
Thank you, thank you. All right. We started the show with TFS covering Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Then we had Grace Jones' version of Warm Leatherette, originally by The Normal, pioneering like proto synth punk kind of song. And then we had Devo doing a version of I Can't Get No Satisfaction, I think originally by The Rolling Stones. And then we had, that's just one of those songs they do where you can't tell if it's original or not. And then we had that last one you heard. It was the Psychedelic Furs covering Mac the Knife, of course, from the Three Penny Opera. So technically the original by Bertolt Brecht. Shout out Brecht. All right.
Shout out.
We're going to keep things rolling. We've got a cover by a band that I don't ever pass up an opportunity to see live. We've got Magdalena Bay with their cover of the David Bowie song Ashes to Ashes, up next on The Theme Machine on WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
You.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. It's Sunday morning, which means it's the Theme Machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett. I'm joined in the studio by
MC Maisie.
And this hour, we've been playing cover songs. We started that last set with Magdalena Bay covering Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie. Then we had The Slits with their version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, originally written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for Motown, recorded originally by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Then we had, lastly but not leastly, Lizzie Mercier de Clos with her version of Fire by Arthur Brown. Also, I guess you hit the album he released it under was... You have a hand raised. I'll take your question.
No, I just have, like, a discussion question.
Uh-huh.
Are you done with the songs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you could, like... I was thinking about this, and this is for the listeners to ruminate on and think about. If you could, like, perfectly cover any song, but it had to be one, but it was, like, perfect, like, it was so, so good, what song would you pick?
Does it like, preclude me from ever perfectly covering a song again if I pick this song to guarantee a perfect cover?
No, but you wouldn't be able to reach the level of perfection with any other song.
Mm-mm. I think you might need to wait until the last song of the show to know what my answer for that is, because it might already have a cover in the playlist, and I don't want to give the game away too early. But what is your answer to that question?
I don't know. Part of me was like, I feel like my first thought just goes to MCR, because I would really like to be able to mimic Gerard Way's voice perfectly, because I try to in the car when I do my own karaoke on the way home from work.
Right.
But it just doesn't. The voice cracks, I'm coughing because I'm trying to hit the notes.
Yeah.
Too much is going on. I'm just going to say maybe either Welcome to the Black Parade or Famous Last Words. Sorry, the Black Parade is my favorite album. I know that's controversial. I know
that's controversial among My Chemical Romance fans.
I feel like a lot of fans regard it as their worst album.
That's interesting.
But it has a lot of nostalgia for me.
It feels like their album with the most crossover appeal that everyone's kind of heard, like the title track on like alt-rock radio or whatever.
I think also people maybe consider it just like the cringiest one that they have.
I see.
But I mean, I know, because it's like Three Cheers is great. Danger Days, like they have some good stuff, but... The Black Parade has a special place in my heart, so if I could cover any song from that perfectly, maybe aside from Mama, because that's a little too, like, you would cover that song, you know, it's too predictable.
A little too
predictable. Any aside from that, but they're very cathartic.
Very cathartic, very healing, one could say.
Yes, I love doing karaoke with Gabby for Famous Last Words.
Oh my goodness.
I don't do it well. At all. I'd like to do it better.
Here's a song starting this next set that I think has been done to death at karaoke's all over the world. Originally written by Lee Hazelwood, recorded by Nancy Sinatra, performed here by the Boys Next Door. We're starting this next set with their version of These Boots Are Made for Walkin'. Here on The Theme Machine, episode 102, covers episode. Stay tuned.
Well, what's right is right, but you ain't gonna walk all over you. Walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Theme Machine on WMFO Medford. This has been the covers episode. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett, and I've been joined today in the studio by
MC Maisie.
Thank you for helping me out with the PSA and stuff and the discussion questions. Always great to have you in the studio.
It's always great to be here. I always miss being in the studio.
Oh, I know.
I love being on the radio.
I know it's been a minute. I'm glad you're able to make it today.
Me too.
We started that set with The Boys Next Door, These Boots Are Made for Walking, covering Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra. Then we moved into a suite of songs requested by MC Maisie.
Yippee.
Ahead of the show. So that's why they're all marked with request on Spinatron, in case you were wondering.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Then, so after Boys Next Door, Boots Are Made for Walking, we started the Joey suite with... The Raincoats cover of Lola, originally by The Kinks. Then we had Yule covering Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl, originally by Broken Social Scene, obviously from the soundtrack to I Saw the TV Glow.
Mm-hmm.
What a movie.
What a movie. So I want to rewatch it soon.
I don't. I'm basically living that right now, but we don't need to get into that.
I want to see her new movie. I don't know if I can say the title, so I'm not going to, but she has one coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too. But yeah, after that one, we had, lastly but not leastly, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts cover of Androgynous, originally by The Replacements.
Love. We were just talking about how funny it is.
Decades ahead of their time, The Replacements, just beer guzzling in Minnesota, young dudes making a song like that, that holds up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
It would make sense if Joan Jett wrote it.
Yeah.
Like, it would make more sense.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining. I love that they wrote it and then...
Never really touched on the subject again. That
exactly.
was all there was to say on the matter.
Exactly.
And here's all there is to say on the matter today. Next week, on the fence about whether I'll be here or not for the show. If I do, it'll be kind of a chill one. But MC Maisie and I are going to Montreal.
Ooh.
So once I'm back from that
Doxing
trip.
Our location.
Okay, I'm not saying when we're going.
I'm
but
kidding.
Once I'm back from that, I will probably be doing a show of music from Montreal or Canada at the very least.
Oh, that'd be cool.
For a theme. Yeah, I think that'd be neat. But earlier in the show, you asked the question about like what song we could cover if we could cover one song perfectly and like know that we would do a perfect version of it. And I picked this song because of all the songs by this band that I love to do at karaoke, I always kind of struggle with this one. The range is all over. Just it's very hard to do When Love Breaks Down by Prefab Sprout the justice it deserves. And while I was looking through Prefab Sprout covers to play one on this song, I found this version from 2004 by the artist Lisa Stansfield, and this is what we're going to leave you with today. Hope you enjoy your sunny afternoon here. Looks gorgeous outside this Sunday here in Medford. Thanks for listening. Hear back from me in 1 or 2 weeks. We'll see how up for it I am next week. You'll have to tune in to find out. But playing us out here, Lisa Stansfield covering When Love Breaks Down by Prefab Sprout. Have a great rest of your day and stay tuned to WMFO Medford. Bye.
Bye.
My love and I, we work well together, but often we're apart. Absence makes the heart lose weight, yeah. Till love breaks down, love breaks down. They all Changing you.